Hello, it's Paul Hopkins, otherwise known as VR Podcasting. I'm going to do a very, very quick review of the IM2, which I've just got, and it's from Tascam. Their contact details are www.tascam.com or .co.uk. We're better off with the .co.uk because if you want any accessories and stuff, you have to go through them anyway. And they have UK contact numbers and so on and so forth. Okay, what is this thing? It's a stereo mic unit that fits onto the bottom of your iPhone 4, 4S, etc., etc. And you can then record in stereo. It's a quick and easy solution. It's very simple. It has a gain control, which I've just got at the top. It also has a limiter on-off switch, which we'll try in a second. And basically stereo left to right. And it's, I don't know if it's 90 or 180 degrees. It's not overly wide. There's supposed to be left and there's supposed to be right. Now, I'm not even sure that's the case because when I was trying it before, that was the other way around. I was getting right to left instead of left to right. And I've got the screen of the phone facing me, which is the ideal position, really, especially as this is saying that you can use it as a video. To record in stereo while you're videoing, and the best camera, of course, on the back of the iPhone. So I've got very mixed opinions, to be honest. I mean, I think it's very susceptible to wind noise, which is why I've put a Zoom H2 windscreen on it for now. The .com site says you can get a windsock for it, a windscreen for it. The .co.uk doesn't mention it, so I need to phone them to see what's up. I'm assuming you can make adjustments because there is an iPhone app for this called the PCM Recorder, but I would put Tascam in there if I were you, and then just I think it's on the top of the first search entry that you get. Maybe you can do stuff with that, really. I know you can do things like share on SoundCloud and record up to 2 hours and so on and so forth, but other than that, I don't see any other adjustments you can make. If you're a voiceover user, it seems to stop speech working, and then obviously if you plug in headphones like I just did, well, they're useless anyway because you can't monitor what you're recording. If you're not careful, if you've got earphones that have an inline mic, then that will take over. So often you end up recording with your microphone on your earphones rather than the unit. So I wouldn't even bother with headphones at all because you're getting no feedback from the phone in any case, from my experience. So if you're going to use things like audio, you'll obviously learn where the setting, the controls are. So for example, pause and record, record and resume record. So record, stop, resume, record is all on one bar at the bottom of the screen, one button that goes across the whole of the screen at the bottom. So things like that you can work out and remember, because you're going to need to, quite frankly. What else? Because it's got, it's got a USB socket in, so you can standard USB socket in, because so that you can charge your iPhone directly through the unit, so you don't have to take the unit off the bottom of the iPhone to charge your battery. And it does take quite a bit of battery, so because it's using the iPhone's internal battery to power itself. Certainly not as comprehensive and not the same quality, I think, as the Fostex AR4i. That has some inputs and various bits and bobs that you can do a little bit more handy, I'd say, a little bit more robust. But this is very much a plug-in and record and stick it up online or whatever, which is what I'll be doing now. So just before we do that, I'm going to pause and switch on to see the other way, because at the moment it's in the up position, to see whether my limiter's on or off. So I'll get really close and talk like that, and then I'll pause and do the same again. And so now I've adjusted the switch, it's in the down position now. And I'll do the same sort of noise again. Oh, that looks interesting. It looks like it has limited it. So I think limiter's on now. And it'll become more apparent as I listen back, I guess, and as you listen back. I don't think I've missed anything that's important. I think this is the same price as the Fostex R4i, so if you wanted something more comprehensive, then maybe look at the prices for both and decide for yourself what you think. Everything else I've done in stereo so far, apart from the Olympus stuff, has been with the AR4i. It's the first time I've tried myself the IM2. Absolutemusic.co.uk, I think it is, or .com, but I think it's .co.uk. It's based in the UK, and they're very, very good. They've been absolutely fantastic, to be honest. Ordered through through them via eBay for the AR4i, and now I've just bought this from them, and they described it all and made sure I was happy, and then took my payment over the phone and honored the eBay prices. So and I got it, well, I ordered it on the Friday, and I got it today, I think. Anyway, you can get say next day post, and they keep in touch with you and stuff, so let you know what's going on. Alrighty, we'll leave this for now, and I'll play this back, and then if it's good enough, I'll put it on. But I don't think I've missed anything, and anyone that listens to this and thinks that I have, then they can let me know. Alrighty, I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Okay, there's a little PS. It appears to me that you have to take this thing back out of the iPhone before you can play it back, which isn't ideal at all. I don't know if it's to do with my phone, but I need to mention it by way of seeing if anyone else has the same problem. But that's not great, to be honest. So I shall now pull the Dubry, the IM2, out of the bottom of the iPhone and see if I can get any kind of sound back whatsoever, because it appears that it might have muted all sounds, not just voiceover. Okay, not too sure about this for now, but I'm sure people will comment and give me tips or tell me that it's true and that actually this is quite a buggy piece of equipment. And as a PPS, it appears that there's a noise going on in the background, especially on the left channel, like something akin to a motorboat. So it's either faulty, this thing is, and I'll be sending it back, or that's part of the system, that's part of the bugginess. I'm not happy at the moment, so I'm just going to try that and see if this new recording is a problem or not. But yeah, it's not looking good, I have to say. It could just be that I've got a faulty one. We shall see. And now, for some reason, it's gone to mono. I keep thinking, well, the last one did, went into mono recording, so I really don't know what's going on here. I'll see if this is stereo, and then we'll call it a what's it, and I'll put it up as a review. Oh yeah, I meant to say you can roll the head round and change the stereo output. So I've just turned it round. Sorry if that was a bit noisy. So that you could have a listen to that. I've taken the windsock off, as I said, just to sort of listen to the difference. And now I'm rolling this back round again. You literally roll the mics, almost like I'm turning a wheel, and it clicks into place. There you go. It's back where it was before. All right. Speak to you soon. And this really will be going up now.